So the new theme, we believe, is we're closed because we have not now become the country that is not so welcoming as we have always been, a country of immigrants, and now we are seeing a shift in the policy of our country. We are seeing things we have never seen before. And I can tell you, how many of you have been, anybody volunteered at either Dilley, Carnes, any of the facilities down in the valley where there were children that were separated from their parents? I think the number one question I get from non-lawyers is, that's not really true, right? That's not really happening. They don't really separate kids from their parents. And a lot of people believe that that does not exist. And so when they realize that it does, and all it takes is one trip down there, one trip to any facility to talk to a mom who has lost their child, who has been separated from their child, to understand the importance of the work that we do. And so I really do believe we are in a battle for the soul of democracy at this moment.
And I just want to add something. These are things that you know, we actually have seen in the history of our country. We just hope we would never see that again. We had hoped that as a nation and as a nation of laws and a sense of justice that we had moved beyond things like separating families, separating children from their parents, and detaining people without representation.
And what we do get is we end up getting this rhetoric and this nonsensical information, and I'm not making any of this up. I got this quote straight off of Twitter, that this woman is worried that the caravan's going to take over her summer home in Minnesota because that's what they're hearing on the news, that the aliens are coming and they are bad people. That's Jackie, by the way, in that photo.
And that was
her best alien outfit.
That was taken in London, so I was an alien.
And we have to try and dispel some of the myths. And it kind of depends on what channel you watch, because if you turn on the television, depending on what channel, depends on really what the reality is about what's happening in this country. And so it's up to us to try and get the facts out. The truth is that there are many asylum seekers that are asking for protection that in that caravan. And I can't say that everyone in that caravan is going to qualify for asylum, but the fact that someone is seeking protection, it is a human right to seek protection and ask for asylum. And this country has a duty to protect those who have come to our borders and said, I am fearful to return to my country. And Latin America is a mess. It has been a mess. And cutting off funding or aid is probably not the best answer for people who are already desperate to find a life where they don't have to worry that their children are going to be killed or that they're going to be raped or seen as property as women in that community. And nobody really decides to take a journey of 2,000 miles with their children because it's the most convenient thing to do. And it's hard to get those logical points across and be rational because we are polarized in this issue. I'm not sure we can ever find a middle ground, but I think the main thing that we need to realize, and that's we're talking about borders and what happens at the border, that is our first point of exposure to people who really need help. And if they can't make it past the border following the legal protocols that have been established, not just by the United States, but through treaties and countries around the world, then there is no rule of law. And we've made a farce of the idea that we are here to protect people who are seeking to escape from death and torture and all of those horrible things that we keep hearing about. And so it is important that you understand where the border is, what your rights are at the border, what your clients' rights are at the border, how far that the government will go sometimes, because I don't believe that all immigration officers are bad guys. I do believe they're trying to do their job, but we have seen clear cases of coercion, abuse, and really bad things happening in these facilities. And so it is important as advocates to know exactly what your rights are and what their rights are and what happens in this process.